Welcome, everybody, to Reds Ramblings. I have with me today Hamid from over in Egypt, Alexandria, to be exact. Hamid, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Hamid. I'm 22. I'm a student at law school, the third year. I study Portuguese and Spanish, but self-educate. I like to ride bikes. I have a bike and I like it so much.
All right, that's cool, man. That's cool. You born and raised in Alexandria?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, in talking with you earlier, you know, me and you have gone back and forth on Reddit a bit. When I asked you what part of Egypt you were from, you said proudly from Alexandria.
Yeah.
What? Because I'm assuming you've been into other areas of Egypt or other areas of Africa in general. What to you makes Alexandria stand out among the rest of these cities?
To be exact, it's not specific things, but if you ask any Alexandrian man or woman, there is special atmosphere in Alexandria that not exist in any other place in Egypt.
Okay, can you explain that?
First of all, we have a sea. We are a coast city. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this one of our advantages. So all the people from around the country, they come to Alexandria in summer to enjoy the beaches and so on. We have a very nice restaurants and hotel, and all the road by the beach is fantastic with buildings, trees, peoples. This spirit with Alexandrian people not very common in other cities.
Okay, all right. Have you been to other areas of Egypt or Africa? Or anywhere, really?
Not much, no.
Not much? Do you plan on exploring a little bit?
I would love to. I really like traveling, and if I could, I will travel around the world to every city that I could. After I finish my college, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, today, how is the whole, you know, virus situation going over there in Egypt?
From my perspective, as I see, the people doesn't take, I don't know how to say, they don't take the virus as serious as other countries take it. So they live as it wasn't exist somehow. But not all of it, of course, but the majority.
Yeah.
Yeah, living normal. Yeah, it's cool, yeah. Here.
Well, I mean, I know probably the rest of the world wants to get back to normal. That's for sure. So closer that though, you know, closer we get to living a normal life around here, that'd be great. So, in Alexandria, you're born and raised there. What would you say? Have you come across any like misconceptions, either about Alexandria or Egypt in general, that you've heard? Since I know you're on Reddit from time to time, that you've come across that you've, you know, had to correct people on?
No, I haven't faced some situation of this. I have been working in a hotel for 1 year and a half, and I meet a lot of foreign people from all over the world, and no one I have ever met has a misconception about Egypt or Alexandria. They all understanding the culture and and the people and how it's going on here. So I never faced such a situation like this.
That sounds like a good thing to me. A lot of countries seem to have that I've spoken to, and it's a shame sometimes, you know.
It's maybe, and sure there are, but I haven't personally faced
the situation. Yeah, I mean that's a fair assumption to say. In terms of the culture, because, you know, me, I was talking to you on Reddit earlier. In looking into stuff for Egypt or Alexandria specifically, I got a lot of mainly like ancient history and how it was back in the day, which Alexandria has a huge ancient past. You know, you guys were like one of the top cities in the entire world back in the day. And obviously Egypt, pyramids, you know, everybody knows mummies, pyramids, and all that. And, you know, like I mentioned, I already have a love of history. So my Google probably knows that and is like only really showing me, you know, ancient articles. So help me understand the more modern side of Alexandria, if you can.
Okay. I think it's such hard, but if you could pick some things specifically and we talk about maybe.
All right, how's the music scene? I'm a lover of all music, so how's the music scene?
Okay, it's such a good topic. Okay. Music, it's such a lot of variety in Alexandria, mm-hmm. and some new genre of music is new, and it's like the funk in Brazil, if you know it.
Yeah, okay.
This new music in the culture has some haters and had other people like it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and there is also classical, where we have the famous opera in Alexandria.
Okay.
Alexandria Bibliotheca, if you have read about it.
Oh, yes. The library.
Yeah. Yeah. It hosts many musical concerts from many bands, many genres, every summer. So there are a lot of music genre here, and every genre has what people like it and what people don't like.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's going to be everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Is there like an Egyptian musician or group that you would say is your favorite? Who would that be?
There is an Alexandrian band. I love it so much. It's called Masar Ikberi.
Can you spell that for me?
Okay. M-A-S-A-R space E-G-B-A-R-Y.
A-R-Y,
yeah, it's Masar Ikberi, yeah.
Okay, all right, I got them pulled up.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite and my top music bands.
An Egyptian rock band, okay, I'm gonna have to check these guys out.
Yeah, and they are from Alexandria too, so I have unique music, very unique.
All right, music. I typed in Egyptian metal bands, and came across a few that I did enjoy. These guys did not pop up, but I'm looking at them now, and I'm gonna give them a chance. I'm gonna have to see what these guys got. Some of their photos look pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
And they are.
Do you like trap music?
Yeah.
Speaking by trap music, there are two. They are. Oh, yeah, you found them. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Also from Alexandria, also trap musicians, very famous and very young in Alexandria. One called Wiggs, W-E-G-Z.
Is that Wiggs. It?
Yeah, Wiggs.
Okay.
It's 20. It's 21 old boys, but. Yeah, he make a very good trap music. Yeah.
Okay.
That he is, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll check these guys out too.
Yeah. It's very cool. Also, Marwan Pablo.
Slow it down, sir. Slow it down. Oh, what was that?
Okay. We are not going to rush. Marwan, M-A-R-A-W-E-W-A-N. A excuse me, not E, A N. Backspace, backspace, backspace. No, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, hold on.
Backspace, backspace, backspace. Yeah, A N. Yeah.
Is it a band?
Pablo. Pablo. Uh huh. Yeah, the first one. The first one, Pablo.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yes. Yeah, there he is.
And he's a, I'm a, okay. So he's a rapper, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very good music.
All right. I will check all of those guys out.
I hope that you enjoy their music.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like you said, these guys are trap artists. I'm from this, like I think I told you, I'm from South Carolina. So yeah. I'm from the south of the states. And Georgia is right next to me, which, you know, is pretty hard to argue is the birthplace of American trap music. So
I got a little bit
around me that I do enjoy for sure. Like yeah, I'm a big fan of T.I.
I will wait for your feedbacks.
You will get it. You will get it whenever after we are done. I will check out all of these guys.
I can't wait from now.
All right. So that's music. That's your preference of music, not everything that Alexandria has to offer, but that's what you enjoy.
Sure.
What about like the foods? I have to talk about foods. I love food. I love eating all the time. What are some of the foods? Because I would imagine that the religious culture there, certain foods, you know, you can and cannot eat. Would that be fair to say?
Not much.
Not much.
It's just a little limitation, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a little limitation. I
think. Yeah. So
mainly the pork. Mainly the pork is the big food in meat. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. So what would be your favorite Egyptian dish?
Okay, to be honest, food and restaurants, it's not my favorite topic. So...
How so?
Okay. I am not a big fan of going out to a restaurant. I spend my most time eating in house. So I didn't go to a restaurant unless with my friends that support me and something like that. Mm-hmm. But alone, I never have been to a restaurant before. Yeah, it's not my kind. Mm-hmm. That's my normal journey when I have a free time. I prefer to do something else. So, it's my area here.
Then, what's your go-to at the house?
At the house?
Yes.
To do, yeah.
Yeah, your go-to food, like for lunch or whatever.
Okay. My mainly best sandwich is fried cheese.
Fried cheese?
Yeah. We have this kind of sandwich here, and I love it so much.
Does it have a name so I can pull it up, or is it just fried cheese sandwich?
It's translated fried cheese, but I don't know. Maybe you found it. I don't know.
I'm going to try. Let's see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Because cheese is delicious. That's for damn sure.
It's mainly cheddar.
Cheddar?
Cheddar cheese fried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
I hope you feel.
I have this thing called, and I'm probably gonna say it incorrectly, so apologies. Gebna Maklaya?
Yeah, here you go. That's it.
Okay, awesome.
That's it. Very good.
All right, I'm going to pull that up then.
Yeah. This is my favorite sandwich ever. As long as it's very simple, I like it very much.
All right, let's get this thing pulled up for everybody. All right, yeah. I mean, cheese is delicious. I don't care. That's some good stuff, man. And so you make this yourself?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Anything fried and anything with cheese. That's it. That's all you need, man.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Right? It is. Like my go-to is peanut butter and jelly. You know, very simple.
But that's good to mention that in Egypt, it's a little bit different. Yeah, it's not exactly like in this picture, but mainly the same components.
Same components. Okay.
It just serve it in many ways.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. There was one that I came across, and it was the article said it was fancy, so not sure if you've tried it, but hopefully you've heard about it at least.
Yeah.
Fried cow brain is apparently a thing in Egypt.
Fried cow brain?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, yes, we have those things here, we have people who like to eat this thing here.
Yeah, I looked at it, and I was intrigued by the fried part, and then I read the rest of it, and I don't know if I could ever eat the brain of an animal. That's a no-go for me, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a no-go for me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it depends on the change of the culture. Every country, there are some foods in the country that another country can't even touch or smell it. But in some countries, it's very normal to eat it. So it's culture.
Oh yeah. I mean that makes complete sense. I know here in the South we got a lot of Southern foods. Like we fry everything down here. Everything's fried. It doesn't matter what it is. And up north they don't quite do that as much. It's mainly known as a Southern thing, just to fry everything under the sun. Fried foods are delicious. So in the time that you've been around over there, what would you say is the thing that you love the most about Egypt in general? Like something that from Egypt that you see that you wish the world could see and could experience more. I get that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, a question. It's not easy to answer it. Okay. I have this perspective, and suddenly all the Egyptians, but maybe every country think the same way. That the people here in Egypt treat each other in a way that we seem to say very kind out of nothing but kindness. No one helps someone and think that he will benefit from him later or because he wants him to do something. No, people here gladly help each other and other people, maybe strangers, in a way or something without anything they want in exchange. So I don't know if the other country think the same way, but here it's the main thing spoken in the street that Egyptian people's famous with this.
So if I heard you correct, because it was kind of low, you're hearing that other countries see Egyptians as only helping if they are to get something out of it?
No, I say that maybe every country think the same way that the Egyptian people think about themselves, that they are kind and help each other out of nothing but kindness and helping each other without taking anything in exchange.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine every country would, though.
Yeah, I think, it's mainly the most important thing that people talk about themselves, that they are special because of this feature.
I agree. I do know of some countries, however, that not necessarily, like, they still help, but there are like some unspoken laws, essentially. And it's more from back from their olden times that feeling proud of their individual accomplishments is kind of frowned upon in some areas, mainly up in Europe. And I know when I first came across that, confused the hell out of me. You know, like, for being from America, you could say we're proud of ourselves for stupid reasons at time. We're proud for things that we should not.
Earlier in another video.
Yeah, yeah. So there is that, but I would assume you ask anyone from any country, and yeah, everyone's going to say, you know, we're polite, we're nice, we're all that. I love it when you get those people that call out the mistakes that are made from their country. You know, like, I don't care about that for my videos. I like to keep mine as lighthearted and fun. I don't really want to get into anything, you know, serious or anything like that. But it shows me the honesty in somebody when they're actually able to accept the things that were done wrong from their country. You know, if that makes any sense.
I completely agree with you, and I have the same perspective that I like the most people that proudly say without any shame that
yes,
there are mistakes and there are flaws in their country and their people. Rather than another one say that our people are perfect, our nation is perfect. No, there are some flaws and some problems. And
exactly.
Yeah, I respect that very much.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Everyone needs to be like that.
To say the mistakes or the problem that you have.
Exactly. At least at that point, once you can highlight it, you can work towards making everything better as well. So what is like the big leading industry right now in Alexandria in terms of jobs and the economy?
You during this this period of time after Corona?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's trying to get back on their feet after this month of stop working.
But right.
Yeah, yeah. They are, how let me say it, they start to get back step by step, but they likely more to take more time to restore the whole capital that we will have before this period.
Okay. And so you said you're going to school for Portuguese and Spanish, is that correct?
No, I go to school only law. I study Spanish and Portuguese, self-educate.
Okay. So yeah, what do you...
On the internet in the house.
Okay, all right. I got you. My bad. So after you graduate, what do you plan on doing?
Actually, this is the main problem right now in my life that I didn't decide yet.
I'm sure a lot of people come through that part in their life, definitely.
I think I'm not alone in this problem.
Oh yeah, not at all.
Yeah, but I'm not too worried.
Right?
I have a good self-confidence. I maybe think I have a little bit of charisma, and I think that. Whenever I go to any place work and I'm new, I get used to deal with people very gentle, very smooth. I can handle work under pressure and very friendly at workplace. So I have some skills, and I have no doubts that any career that I will start, I will make a good progress on it. But which career?
Well, shit, man, that's you sound like you got a really good head on your shoulders, man. That's a big thing that I would say a lot of young kids these days lack is that confidence. You know, you could argue an ego, you know, you said confidence and charisma. I'd say ego, and it's like with everything else, feel great about yourself. Know that if you put your mind to it, you can do it. And don't let the bullshit in the world or whatever is around you hold you down. So as long as you keep up with that mentality, I'm sure, like you just said, anything that you put your mind to, any job, career that you focus on, you'll be able to take and just dominate that field.
I'm very glad to hear that you are. Really, really glad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you ask my wife, I have a pretty healthy ego, very confident in myself. I don't let a lot of things hold me down. That's something for all you kids out there. You know? Like, okay. You got this. You can do it.
Thanks. Okay. Can I ask you which language you are into? Do you want to learn, or you are already learning it?
Oh, okay. So currently I only know English, right? I do, however, want to learn Spanish, Mandarin, Russian, Japanese, and German.
Wow.
So I want to know 5 additional languages. That's the plan.
Oh, nice. Very good. Okay. Which one you plan to start the first one?
Well, being in America and living in the South, I know a fair amount of Spanish just from the people around you. There's a fair amount of Spanish-speaking people around here.
Very cool.
So I've kind of grown up learning things here and there. But recently, I have a friend over in Malaysia who I did an episode with, and he does Mandarin lessons. So I've taken one Mandarin lesson with him. And definitely plan on continuing that.
Very good.
Yes. Because I figure, you know, kind of like you were saying, you would love to travel someday, right? I think everybody should do that. And with my channel, you know, right now I'm talking to an individual, you know, you, Hamid, over in Egypt. But wouldn't it be cooler if I could go to Egypt and speak to the people on the streets? You know what I'm saying? Like, get that real world experience. I would love for that to happen at some point in my life. And if it does, it would be nice to be able to somewhat speak the language of the country that I'm in, so I don't sound too touristy and, you know, ignorant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Allow me to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge of Arabian words?
Arabian lords?
Words.
War.
Yeah.
I cannot say I do off the top of my head. Why?
Okay. So.
Is there a reason you ask that?
Okay. First of all, I need to check that you heard me. Well, I didn't mean war, guerra. No, I mean words. Arabian words.
Ward, like with a D at the end?
Yep.
Oh, definitely not then. Definitely not.
No, not familiar with any.
Not that I can say, no, sir.
Okay. Do you like to know some?
Yes, please teach me. I'm all ears.
Okay. First of all, okay, that's hi or hello. It's said ahlan.
Say that one more time.
Ahlan, ahlan.
Ahlam.
No, with N in the last. Ahlan.
Ahlam.
No, not M. It's N.
Ahlan. Oh, ahlan.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, this is hi or hello.
That's hi or hello. Ahlan.
Yeah. But the main greeting word in Egypt, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, whenever you pass somebody you know or don't know on the street, you enter a cafe, you enter the house, whenever you meet someone on the street, you say assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yeah, I've come across that before. I actually, before, I'll say about 2 hours ago, I watched, there's a documentary on Netflix right now about these, it's called The Secrets of the Saraqa Tomb from Egypt of last year. And it's subtitled, so majority of the individuals were speaking Arabic. And, you know, you have to read it. And I've come across that one before. I definitely have come across that one before.
Yeah, it's a very friendly word. And I heard it so much in many movies and series.
Right.
It's very common used in the media.
Very, very true. That's probably definitely why I heard it as well.
Yeah, that's it.
So what do you do in your spare time, like for a hobby?
Yeah, okay, very nice. Okay, I like to read, mm-hmm. watch movies and series. Okay, I like to ride my bikes, as I said
right. earlier.
Yeah, and sometimes I write my diaries. Okay, basically that's it.
Do you play any sports? Because I know football is pretty popular in Egypt.
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah, I like to play football very much. Yeah. Also, yeah, I forget to mention that I like to play video games very much.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you got a favorite one you're playing right now?
Sure. It's Assassin's Creed.
Right?
Yeah, but yeah. The oldest versions, Assassin's Creed 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I couldn't get into those.
No, I like these the most.
I cannot. I have Odyssey. I love Odyssey.
Yeah, my brother played and finished it and he really adored it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had all the first like four. I couldn't get into them. I don't remember why.
If you happen to play the first part of the game, it has a lot of Arabian words in this game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some part of the game, it's in Jerusalem.
Okay.
During the Crusade.
Yeah, so, that is one of the great things about those games. They are very accurate in the way that they tell history.
And read characters. Yeah, it's very fun and educating in the same time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they go, they're really accurate and stay faithful as they can while still making, you know, the games fun and kind of fantastical. Very, very good games.
Yeah.
I have to ask, because you are from Egypt, and this is the subject that I do know, or I feel I know a fair amount about. And again, I said earlier, I love ancient history. So I do want to talk a little bit, at least, about ancient Egyptian culture, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
It's hard not to. Let's be honest.
I think yes.
So, have you ever been to the pyramids?
No, I haven't yet.
Why not?
Actually, the idea about traveling to Cairo in the first place, I don't like just because the weather. The weather in Alexandria, most of the time it's cool,
right?
But in the Cairo, it's very hot and I can't handle it. Yeah,
right.
I can't take my breath, man.
I understand you there. I don't know if you, I'm a ginger, so me and the sun are not friends anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I understand that. But obviously, I mean, you have to plan it, right? Like even during the winter months or something, you got everybody got to go.
True. I would be more glad if you came with me.
Hey, man, it's on the wife and my bucket list. And okay. So if we ever get around to going and you haven't gone, I'll pick you up.
I will expect that.
I got that. I can do that because, again, it's one of the seven wonders of the world. Man. Everybody. You could pull any kid off the street and ask them about the pyramids and they're going to know something. You know, it might not be right, but they're going to know something about Egyptian pyramids. So I want to ask as well, how do you feel about the theory that the pyramids were built by aliens.
Yeah, I heard that before, and it's not from a foreign, but from my friend.
Really?
Yeah. And he really thinks seriously in that theory that it's maybe right,
mm-hmm.
and he believes in it. And on the other way, I try to think by the facts, how did they do it? It's really hard to think about the mechanism or whatever they did. But yeah, the idea that in these ancient years that they did something, we now on the modern age can't figure out how they made it. Okay, that's it's really. Really a good resume that you did, and really did such a something like that. It's enough for your lifetime.
Yeah, it is astounding when you look at what 10 ton stones and they stacked them up so incredibly high. It is amazing the feat and the manpower that was put in to doing that, whether you know you want to say aliens were involved or not, it's still an amazing achievement, regardless, and definitely something every Egyptian should be extremely proud of. That's in their blood, you know, like they can always claim my people did that.
Yeah,
that's some cool shit.
Yeah, that's purity. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because when I watched the documentary today, and I recommend you watching it if you haven't, if you have Netflix over there, again, Secrets of the Saraqa Tomb. You watch that and you see, you know, they have all Egyptian workers, and just you could see how prideful that they were to uncover, you know, the ancient civilization. And anytime they found anything, the smiles on their faces, you know, you could see in their feelings that I could think at one point he pulled out, one of the individuals pulled out the bones of a child and he was hurt, you know, because he was thinking about his kid. And you could just see the emotion anytime they made a discovery. Everyone was around singing and clapping and having a good time. You can tell that even though it's, you know, they're getting paid and it's their job to uncover this stuff, that they're doing it also because they love it, that they're uncovering their own history that's literally been buried for thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think there is no such thing that the Egyptian proud of, like the ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are very proud of the ancient history and the pharaohs and this kingdom.
Hmm.
Yeah, they have many good discoveries in chemistry, math, and many other things. Yeah, I can't think Egyptian can be proud of these achievements.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was looking at some of the inventions that have been credited to Egyptian culture. And we know of papyrus and ink, you know, for writing. They also, you guys are also credited for inventing the calendar that we use today, the 365-day calendar. You guys are credited for that. You're credited for toothpaste and breath mints, oddly enough. That's a kind of
I haven't heard about that before.
Yeah, I'm about to pull it up for you. It's pretty unique, right? Toothpaste and breath mints.
Wow.
They said it was because, you know, when they would make bread, that a lot of dirt and rocks would get into the bread as it is, you know, it was baked and whatnot. So over time, obviously, if you're eating bread with dirt and rocks in it, your teeth would deteriorate. So they started making this paste And it was filled with a variety of salt, dried flowers, peppers, ashes, and even eggshells. So that's interesting. And then the police, apparently, the modern or police force is credited by ancient Egypt for organized law enforcement as the first ever police force was founded in ancient Egypt. The locks.
Yeah, we are from the oldest civilization. I can't think about that.
Someone
had to do it before us.
Exactly. Depending on who you ask, a lot of historians believe in like the cradle of life is definitely somewhere in that area of, you know, the Middle East or Northern Africa. Definitely Africa. Oh, for sure. Everyone pretty much agrees that that's where mankind started. I mean, and look at that's some amazingly intricate art and a statue. I'm assuming that's bronze, the way it's green. But
it's really fascinating.
I would love, even though my wife actually told me that they do not, or we both could be wrong here, but it's not really, it's frowned upon, I would assume, for like a foreigner team or foreigners to come and help excavate tombs. After apparently something happened when, you know, King Tut was found way back when. I'm assuming, you know, foreigners probably stole some things for themselves and took it out of the country. Very possible. So I actually love how the Egyptian government seems, all right, this is our culture. This is our history. Our people are going to be the ones to work on this stuff. Because it is for us. Yeah, the world's able to come and see it through various museums and everything, but you guys hold it close. You hold it closely to yourselves, and rightfully so. Rightfully so, in my opinion.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So, you said you ride your bike. Is that like a bicycle, or you got like a motorcycle?
No, a bicycle.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had a little Harley over there or something.
It's my way to explore the Alexandria city. I ride on my bike and ride in every road takes me to another road. And eventually, I back to home after a very good trip.
All right. Whenever you graduate, if you had to pick right now your first place to travel to, either outside of the country or just in Egypt in general, where would you go?
Okay, just because I have friends from there, and it's the nearest country to Egypt, and they are called the Arabian Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
I would like travel to Lebanon.
You said to Lebanon?
Lebanon, yeah.
Lebanon, yes. I actually spoke to a guy, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, originally from Lebanon, currently living in Bahrain.
Yeah.
Very good culture as well. Especially, I mean, me and him mainly spoke about Bahrain, but you know, he definitely spoke of his fondness because he was from Lebanon. You know, it's where he grew up, essentially. So he definitely has a love of that space as well. Do you ever plan on someday traveling here to the States?
Actually, I don't think about any motive that makes me come to your state. Maybe if I have friends or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't have this so much interaction with something in the United States.
That's fair. I mean, I would say you can come visit me, but where I live, I don't live in a big city. I have nothing special around here. So it'd be pretty boring, honestly. I mean, again, South Carolina in North Augusta, not a lot we got going on around here, sadly. You know, small little town in the South.
So what's your favorite state that you would love to travel to?
Well, my state would If I had to say state, I love North Carolina. I love the mountains up in North Carolina. A lot of fresh air, forests, and whatnot. I like to go hiking. There's some really good waterfalls up there. If I had to say a country, the country I would want to go first, and I plan on doing first, is Scotland. I have Scottish blood in me. My wife has some, and so we're actually planning. We never got to do our honeymoon. We got married during the COVID this year, so we didn't get to fly anywhere, you know, or do anything really.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right, exactly. So hopefully when everything clears up, whenever we do plan next year, hopefully, to go over to Scotland. But I would assume probably if both of us had to name like a top 10 country list, Egypt, I'm sure she would agree, is on it. To stand by the pyramids, you know, walk through the museums and all that kind of stuff. But probably like you, not during the hot season.
Yeah. Yes. You're doing well by doing this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that is not my thing at all.
And for sure, I am waiting you in Alexandria. I will definitely wait you.
No problem, man. That is a done deal. You can count that as a promise whenever we go. If you're still in Alexandria, we'll take you along with us. I got no problem with that, man.
I'll be proud.
That sounds great. Hamid, do you have anything? Like, do you have your own podcast?
Actually, I have been thinking about this idea and actually wrote one episode. And my next step is to find some
microphone,
such things, and I really excited about starting recording my first episode.
What kind of episode were you thinking of, or what kind of podcast were you considering?
It's most socially. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. socially talking about the culture, about the society, about community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the main idea.
All right, well, dude. One thing's for sure, do it. Don't think about it. Don't hesitate. Don't question yourself. Do it. Definitely do it. And whenever you get that thing rolling and you get that first episode out, let me know. I'll check it out for you.
What motivates me to join you when I see your post on Reddit, that I really like to enjoy your company and learn from you, I will use this method in my podcast later.
Oh yeah, please do. If you have any questions, I'll try and help you. I'm not that great, you know. I my podcast is still like super super small, but if I'm able to help you in any way, just ask the question and I'll do what I can, man.
Yeah, very fine.
All right, so everybody, Hamid, again, you're awesome, from Egypt, Alexandria. If you have anything to say to everybody, now's the chance. Go ahead. Floor is yours. Say whatever you got, Hamid.
I can't say more than that. I am really, really glad that I have this interview with you. I really had fun. And it's really will motivate me to start my podcast. And it will be great as much as yours, even maybe better.
Hey, if you do better, I ain't got no problem with it. Do it. Just don't forget me. If you pass me, don't forget me.
No, I can't. On my first day.
Yeah, that's all I ask. Just don't leave. Forget about the little guys, you know? Well, Hamid, man, once again, thank you very much. I'm glad I finally got to cross Egypt off the list. I would love to have you on again at some point, talk more in depth about some other things. But for now, I think we got a fair amount done. And everybody, check out Hamid whenever he gets his podcast up and rolling. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great one, Hamid. You're in school, you know a lot about the culture and everything down there. So if anything, people will definitely tune in just for that, and it will just grow and grow and grow. And it might pass me, who knows? if it does, I'm all for it, like I said. But
You must feel me.
All right. Well, Hamid, you have yourself a great rest of your day over there, sir. I'm going to go check out these three groups that you told me about, and I'll get back with you on what I, if I like them or not later on.
I will with your friend.
All right, everybody. Everybody take care. Bye-bye now.